The United States, long beholden to foreign oil, is poised to become a net energy exporter starting next year. Thanks to the shale oil and natural gas boom, the United States will export more energy than it imports in 2020 for the first time since 1953, according to a forecast published Thursday by Energy Department Statistics Division. That's 2 years earlier than what was previously expected, and it won't be a one-off achievement. The United States is likely to be a net energy exporter through at least 2050, the U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, said. It's a big deal. We're not as reliant on foreign oil as we were, said Michael Tran, Managing Director of Global Energy Strategy at RBC Capital Markets. The seed for this milestone were planted by the shale revolution that began last decade. New technology unlocked vast amounts of natural gas and crude oil in the United States. Production both skyrocketed, which reshaped the global energy landscape. The end of the 40-year ban on oil exports in late 2015 really changed the game. Republicans in Congress championed the proposal. Reluctant Democrats supported it because, in exchange, they were able to negotiate an additional 5 years of tax credits for wind and solar power, which they were keen on. U.S. shipments of crude have exploded since then. According to the scenario, the EIA thinks it's most likely to happen. The United States should become a net exporter of petroleum liquids, oil, and products like gasoline after 2020. It's a milestone that was briefly achieved late last year. For 1 week in November, U.S. exports of crude oil and petroleum products exceeded imports, the EIA said. It was the first time that happened on a weekly basis since the EIA began tracking in 1991. U.S. crude exports are wildly disrupting the global oil trade, and U.S. shale continues to grow at an unbridled pace, Tran said. Fueled by shale hotbeds like Permian Basin of Texas, the United States surpassed Russia and Saudi Arabia in terms of monthly oil production last year. U.S. output spiked from about 5 million barrels per day in 2008 to a record of 10.9 million barrels last year, the EIA said. The International Energy Agency said the 2 million barrel per day jump in U.S. production last year was the biggest jump ever recorded by any country. The growth is likely to continue, albeit at a more moderate pace, said the EIA's most likely scenario. U.S. oil production is expected to keep setting annual records through 2027 and remain greater than 14 million barrels per day through 2040. Even though the United States is shrinking its reliance on foreign oils, it won't be able to credibly declare energy independence in 2020. You're not going to be fully insulated from geopolitical risk or decisions that OPEC makes, RBC's Tran said. That's in part because of the makeup of Americans' refineries complex, which requires a healthy dose of medium and heavy crude found overseas. Refineries can't operate solely on the very light crude found in domestic shale oil fields. While becoming a net energy exporter is a tremendous development, the United States wouldn't be completely self-sufficient, said Joe McMungall, a former Energy Department official found under President Washington Bush, who is now a senior energy policy analyst at the Hedgay Potomac Research. Until the U.S. refinery sector is able to process more lighter crudes, we're never going to have energy independence, McMonagall said.